This third trade policy review of Belize has provided us with the opportunity to better understand Belize's trade and investment policies, as well as the changes introduced to them since the last review 6 years ago. I would like to thank His Excellency Ambassador Dillian Vernon and the rest of the Belizean delegation for their constructive engagement throughout this exercise. I would also like to thank our discussant, His Excellency Ambassador Peter Matt, Permanent Representative of Liechtenstein, for his comprehensive and insightful remarks, as well as the 16 delegations which have taken the floor for their active participation. During the period under review, Belize's small and open economy remained vulnerable to internal and external shocks, including natural hazards, resulting in a highly volatile GDP growth and a significant widening of the trade deficit. Developments that had affected the economy during this review period included the decline in oil production and international oil prices, disease outbreaks affecting agriculture and aquaculture, and problems caused by global banks' de-risking measures and the loss of correspondent bank relations. Fortunately, as members learned from Ambassador Vernon's opening statement, operational banking relationships have now been restored. On the brighter side, capitalizing on Belize's natural endowments and archaeological heritage, and guided by the National Sustainable Tourism Master Plan, the tourist industry has consolidated itself as the main driver of economic growth and a significant source of foreign exchange and employment, which was particularly useful in diversifying the economy. Members welcomed Belize's efforts in this regard and encouraged it to address supply capacity constraints by further improving the country's infrastructure and international connectivity. Another milestone of this period was the adoption of the country's first national trade policy framework, which should lead to the formulation of a comprehensive trade policy by the end of next year to guide future reforms and action plans. Members welcomed Belize's participation in the WTO, and some members encouraged it to consider establishing a permanent mission in Geneva. Belize was commended specifically for being among the first members to ratify the Trade Facilitation Agreement and for having notified its Category A commitments. We were informed that the Category B and C commitments would also be notified to the WTO by the third quarter of this year. With these and the recent establishment of a National Committee on Trade Facilitation, Belize is getting itself ready for the full implementation of the agreement. Members, however, were concerned that Belize had not submitted notifications in a number of areas and urged for compliance with the WTO requirements. The Belize delegation recognized the urgent need to address this issue, and seeing it as a problem of the lack of technical capacity on the administration's part, it believed that the recent establishment of a new government unit devoted to WTO matters should contribute to improving Belize's notifications record. At the same time, implementation of the National Trade Policy Framework should also help enhance the administration's trade-related institutional capacity. Outside of the WTO, Belize also participates in the CARICOM integration process and plans to explore further economic integration with its Central American trading partners. Members encouraged Belize to continue engagement in regional integration and trade liberalization schemes. Regarding specific trade policies, members welcomed Belize's efforts to modernize its trade regime and customs procedures. They commended Belize for having implemented a Secure World and for setting up a voluntary compliance program for importers and trying out a virtual license application system. Members also appreciated that the authorities had reduced by half the number of products subject to import licensing. However, some members noted that this was followed by tariffication, resulting in some applied MFN tariffs exceeding their bound rates. We understand from the Belize delegation that the government was exploring the possibility of further reducing import licensing requirements and that breaches of bound rates were expected to be corrected by June this year with the introduction of a revised tariff schedule. Several members highlighted Belize's three incentive programs granting export subsidies, which, according to WTO rules, should have been eliminated by the end of 2015. They acknowledged Belize's ongoing efforts to amend the relevant legislation and urged Belize to complete the amendment process. In his statement, the representative of Belize announced that the amendments to the Fiscal Incentives Act and the Free Zones Act, as well as the replacement of the Export Processing Zones Act, were expected to be finalized by the end of this year. Some members noted that Belize was developing a competition bill and, together with other CARICOM members, new legislation on government procurement. They encouraged Belize to finalize these legal instruments. Separately, Belize was commended for its acceptance of the protocol amending the TRIPS agreement, while some members encouraged Belize to join the WIPO treaties. Commenting on Belize's sectoral trade policies, members recognized the importance of the services sector to Belize's economy and acknowledged the recent reforms to its financial services regulatory framework. Regarding telecommunications, the establishment of Belize's first internet exchange point was considered as a positive step to reduce the cost of local internet traffic. Members also noted that ICT services were fast becoming more popular in the country. In the area of transport, some members welcomed Belize's efforts to improve its air transport infrastructure and air links and encouraged Belize to replicate such efforts to enhance land and maritime transport. Belize has provided answers to all advanced written questions raised by members, as well as to all additional written questions that came after the deadline. In the responding remarks just now, Belize has provided further clarifications. I thank the delegation for its prompt and helpful responses. At the beginning of Monday's meeting, Ambassador Vernon said that it was Belize's intention to use this trade policy review as a springboard for effective trade policy development and deeper integration into the global economy. I hope our discussion over the past 2 days has indeed served its purpose. And I congratulate Belize on the successful conclusion of this TPR. So, with these remarks, we also conclude this particular agenda item. I said in my introductory remarks on day one that we're going to have a special agenda item today, which is the election of a new chairperson. This is to formalize the consensus reached at the General Council meeting on the 7th of April that the permanent representative of Colombia, His Excellency Ambassador Juan Carlos Gonzalez, will be chairing the Trade Policy Review Body in 2017. So, in accordance with the rules of procedure of this body, I now invite members to elect Ambassador Gonzalez as the chairperson for 2017. You may wish to confirm your agreement by acclamation. It is so agreed. Thank you very much. Now, Unfortunately, Ambassador Gonzalez is unable to attend today's meeting. His appointment will therefore take effect from the next meeting, which is Mozambique's trade policy review next week on the 3rd of May. I see that Colombia wishes to speak. Please.
Muchas gracias, señora presidenta. En nombre del embajador González, quien se excusa por no estar presente el día de hoy, dado que se encuentra fuera de la ciudad atendiendo asuntos de última hora, queremos agradecer el apoyo y la confianza depositada en él para el liderazgo de las labores de este órgano. Queremos igualmente destacar el liderazgo y la excelente labor realizada por usted, señora presidenta, y esperamos contar con su apoyo y guía en las labores a desarrollar por el embajador González durante el presente año. Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much. I will not be able to guide the work of Ambassador Gonzalez, but I will be very happy to help in whatever way I can. So, as I hand over the gavel and wish Ambassador Gonzalez every success in the year ahead, I would like to take this opportunity also to thank everyone who had contributed to the work of the TPRB over the past year. Together, we have been through, you know how many? 54 informal and formal meetings, covering 23 TPRs, one full appraisal of the TPRM, as well as the Director General's regular reports on trade policy developments. Amazing, isn't it? The smooth conduct of all these meetings and their successful conclusion would not have been possible without your active participation and strong support. I am immensely grateful to the Secretariat team for giving me all the help that I need to do the job properly. Thanks to your professionalism and dedication, we have reports of superb quality, capital visits which really make a difference, and at all times your expert advice to count on. Willie, your team members, you have been my counselors, partners, and will remain my friends. Special thanks to the 22 ambassadors and permanent representatives who had kindly accepted my invitation to serve as discussants at the TPRs, and have to thank Ambassador Matt twice. Some of them have already left Geneva, but I would like to put on record my sincere appreciation for the extra work that they had done for the TPRB amidst their own very busy schedule. Their serious efforts and useful input deserve rounds of applause. Finally, I wish to thank members for entrusting me with the work of the TPRB and allowing me to serve you in this capacity. Our founding fathers had the wisdom of putting the TPR mechanism in place, and it falls on all of us, the successive generations of WTO delegates, to make the best use of this mechanism. I have had the honor and privilege not only to learn from the TPRM, but also to contribute to its maintenance and improvement. The biggest reward to me is knowing that the work of the TPRB has an impact on members' trade policies, guiding their development and catalyzing their reforms. Every time I hear senior capital officials say that their policy changes were inspired by the frank exchanges at the previous TPRs, I know that our hard work is bearing fruit. At the WTO, we seek to create a more open and level playing field for international trade, thereby contributing to the economic growth and development for all. Through its tireless, persistent, and solid work, the TPRB is quietly but steadily contributing to this vision. As members of the TPRB, we should be proud of having been part of this process. As your chair for the past year, I certainly am. So with these words, and no one else asking for the floor, I declare the meeting closed. Thank you very much.